Patient's name is Kayla Green. First name is K-A-Y-L-A. Last name G-R-E-E-N. Date of birth is 9/12/1986. Date of service is 1/7/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 35-year-old female presents to the clinic for a workman's comp injury. Patient does work at the school and is a teacher. She states that she was accidentally tripped by a student, which caused her to land on the right wrist. She's not having any wrist pain, but she is having some left elbow pain. There is no swelling, erythema noted to that area. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, Zoloft and birth control. Medical history, anxiety, surgical history, denies, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 132/100, heart rate 83, respiratory rate 18, temp 98.6, O2 sat 99, she weighs 220 pounds. Physical exam, general, she is alert, pleasant, cooperative, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations, even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady. Please add addendum to extremity. She does have the complete range of motion to that left elbow, which is where the pain is. However, she states that it does have an aching feeling intermittently. She denies any specific point tenderness. Assessment and plan number 1, left elbow pain status post traumatic injury and fall. Patient did have a x-ray done in the office, which shows no obvious fracture or deformity to her wrist or elbow. I will write her a prescription for a Medrol dose pack as well as Motrin 800 milligrams to take every 6 hours as needed for pain relief. Patient will implement the ICE acronym, rest, ice, compression, elevation. I think she is okay to return to school on Monday with no restrictions. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she is free to come back to the clinic for further evaluation. Otherwise, she is released from our care.